Hello, hello. Welcome back to Cancel 38. You know, we're Cancel 38, and today we're going to be talking about our trip that we just had. We went to D.C.
We took over the White House.
We actually met Joe Biden. It was crazy.
He was sleeping. It's okay. Like, he
tripped a couple of times.
They had to bring him his juice box.
He's okay now.
He's okay. Don't worry.
Of course. He always bounces back. We had a really long weekend. Like, it was really fast, but also
five days we were gone. So basically, the reason we had this trip is because we got invited to Young America's Foundation's Faith and Freedom 2024 seminar. So that was really fun. Thank you, Yaf, for flying us out. But they just had like a student conference about specifically Catholic institutions and how to fight your very woke institutions who claim that they're Catholic because of you know, love and inclusivity or whatever. So that was very fitting for us because we know what they're into because we've seen a thing or two.
They also talked a lot about, like, the intersection of where, like, faith overlaps with your politics, and I really, really liked it because I feel like a lot of, like, Christians nowadays like to keep the two separate because it's so uncomfortable for them. But they made it very, very important to, like, know that, you know, it's your moral obligation to get involved with politics.
Exactly,
because
your
politics are your morals and they're your values.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I thought it was a really, really good, enlightening experience.
It was really fun. There's a lot of really amazing speakers. Trent Horn, Daniel DiMartino, Paul Kingor.
Yeah, Seamus Coughlin.
That was really cool. You got to meet him. You got to have dinner with him.
Yeah, very, very cool.
So lots of really amazing speakers. It was a really awesome conference. We talked about literally everything. We talked about, like, socialism, communism. We talked about, like, moral obligations to free enterprise. Of course, we talked about, you know, transgender ideology and the horrors behind that. Talked about abortion, all that. So we covered, like, everything, which is really awesome. Took really great notes, and they fed us really well too. So
that was really nice.
Really fun conference. But basically, what happened was Thursday. We went to your hometown to stay at your house. We got invited to a local grassroots meeting where we got to speak for a few minutes. That was really fun.
It was really cool.
It was really inspiring to see, like, the amount of people there.
There were a lot of people there. Yeah, I was not expecting that either, because I feel like a lot of people don't care about, like, their local hometown, like, politics. They more so care about, like, who's running in the, you know, 2024 presidential election.
Yeah.
But this is a small town grassroots organization who's really, like, tackling local politics, which was really inspiring for me as a college student, because, you know, St. Mary's, our campus, like, it's like our little hometown. Like, I feel like that's kind of,
so
like,
true.
What we're literally the, like, our
we're
turning point chapter is the grassroots.
Is the grassroots.
It literally is. So I thought that was so cool and inspiring. They had so many people show up, and they're just kind of fighting the local politics in the area. So we got to talk for a second about what we've been doing on campus, and, you know, they were very riled up. They have a lot of kids our age.
Yeah.
So we talked about, like, how they can motivate and inspire their kids to get more active and involved on their campuses as well.
Yeah, so that was really cool. That's like, I want to do more of that. Like,
over
the summer, I might try to do more of that. I'll come back over the summer and do that again with you guys. That was fun. But yeah, so that was really inspiring to see all the people there. Cancel 38, engage in grassroots. So, Cancel 38 Action.
Oh.
Is this the launch of our action group? So that was Thursday. And then Friday morning, we woke up and flew to D.C. We flew to the Reagan Airport and then went in for the first day of the AF conference. So, yeah, we had a few speakers there. We already kind of talked about it. Super enlightening. It was also really cool to meet, like, a bunch of people, a bunch of other students from across the nation, across the world, really. Because, you know, it's here, being conservative is very, like, we're the minority, 100%. But being able to be there with not only conservatives, but also religious Catholic students as well was really exciting. It was really fun to meet people. So, like, we met, like, it was really cool because we met people from, like, a student from Russia, Nikolay, shout out. Like, we also met someone from, like, Iran, who's now living in the U.S. and is very conservative, which that's a powerful story. Especially everything happening in the Middle East right now. Like, he's spoken out against it, which is really, really cool. But yeah, so we met people from all over. Super exciting. But one thing I do want to mention about both Friday and Saturday with the students that we've met is, we're not going to name drop them, but there is someone that we met where we kind of realized part of what's wrong with the Republican Party right now. Because, again, we won't name drop them because we don't want to, you know, contribute to what we're talking against right now.
Right, exactly.
But that was a whole conversation you had with him. Actually, I guess it started with, I met him briefly Friday during dinner. We were just talking, and I told him, like, you know, oh, like, I'm with College Republicans of America. I'm also with Turning Point. And he immediately was like, oh, no, we hate those. And I was like, okay, that's...
It's just, yeah.
That's, like, weird, but okay.
Because so we're literally at a YAF conference, and everybody's conservative and
yeah, I was like,
Christian.
Yeah, so I just kind of brushed it off, and I was like, okay, whatever, like, it's fine. And then the next day, you had dinner.
Saturday night, I had sat down with a random group of kids to have dinner, and I remember being placed with this kid that Macy was telling me about, so I already knew, you know, the deal with him. And we were going around saying what colleges we went to, and I said, oh yeah, I go to St. Mary's College. And he goes, hold the phone, I've got a bone to pick with you. And I was like,
great way to start
I knew exactly what he was going to talk about because, you know, Macy had already told me that he hated Turning Point and C-Reps. And he goes, so you have a College Republicans of America chapter on your campus. And I go, actually, that's really funny you say that because I'm the president of that chapter on campus. And
the whole table's like
like they knew like something was about to go down. Of course I wasn't like, you know, threatened or intimidated, but I was like, okay, what does this kid have to say? And you know, he starts like spitting out facts as to like why he hates the organization. Nothing really like extremely factual because I followed it up with the national president of the organization and he was like, yeah, no, none of those things actually ever happened. Like, the kid said that he was going, like, the National College Republicans president, Will Donahue, was going through major lawsuits on certain things. I don't even remember what he was saying. I was
just saying a bunch of random.
Just a bunch of random crap. And Will Donahue's like, yeah, Claire, that literally never happened. And you can look up his name, like, there's nothing online about it. So I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, and then we were talking about it for, like, 45 minutes. He's just ripping this kid to shreds and saying how it's such a joke. And then he goes on to, like, oh, and you have a Turning Point chapter? And I'm like, yep, president of that. You know, it's, like, co-joined clubs. And he was like, oh, Turning Point, it's, like, almost as bad. And I'm like, okay, come on. Any Republican should know that Turning Point is such a good organization.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you have going against Turning Point? He came up with stupid, you know, reasonings, like, you know, like when Turning Point pays for kids to go to their conferences, they put them all in hotel rooms and they all have to share beds. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, they're getting free rooms.
Is that literally what YAF just did?
Isn't that what YAF just did? And like, also, these kids are getting these hotel rooms paid for, so I was kind of confused.
Oh,
I was
no, like, they're getting hotel rooms paid for and they have to sleep in a hotel room with other people.
I'm like, you have the option to upgrade to another room. So that was, that kind of like pissed me off. But what I got out of that conversation was like, what the heck? What is with the drama? Why do people start this stupid drama? This is the exact reason why the Republican Party is so divided. It's because people want to start stupid drama. It's about stupid little things. At the end of the day, we're all voting for the same person, literally, right?
Yeah. So, like, the Republican Party is very split right now. Some reasons I will say, like, okay, that does make sense. But, like, especially in a movement as, like, important as, like, the movement of young conservatives in the mm-hmm. nation, like, we need to stop doing stupid stuff like that and, like, actually join together and work together because we have a nation to save that's, like, very quickly, like, reaching its demise if we don't do something and we can't yeah. really, like, save the nation if we're arguing over, you know, which College Republicans national group we're a part of. Like, it's...
And I yeah. do understand that, like, YAF is, like, a number one competitor with Turning Point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that doesn't mean that, like, we have to have beef. Like, it's so stupid.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I mean, we're still going to the conference.
Again, like, we're all conservatives. Like, we're all wanting the same thing. It's just, like, at this point, it's just upsetting to see, like, how divided the Republican Party is. And that's why, like... sometimes, like, and obviously it's not just happening, like, here among, like, you know, us young conservatives, like, it's happening, like, in Congress, too, which is really concerning, especially with an election coming up, but, yeah, so I guess lesson learned from that, don't be that kid, don't, like, well, because I think he was trying to take, like, a moral high ground
can,
of, like...
Can we also talk about how they were, like, there were a couple kids who were, like, crapping on, like, non-denominational Christians.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, another thing that's just going to continue to cause a divide between the party. So, this is interesting for me, specifically, because I'm not Catholic, and I was at this conference. I've been very open about that. I'm not trying to hide anything.
And you weren't the only one.
I wasn't the only non-Catholic there. I mean, but regardless, like, I'm Christian. I share the exact same values. Like, everything we talked about, like, is everything that I grew up on already. But these kids were, like, it was the first bus ride on the way to the first day of the conference. And this kid's making fun of, like, non-denominational Christians. And he starts, like, making fun of, like, Mormons. And I'm sitting there, as someone who grew up in the Mormon faith, like, getting kind of scared because I was like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna say? And he starts saying, like, oh, like, we need to burn them at the stake. And I'm like, whoa, that's not cool. So that's also something, like, is interesting, again, for me specifically because I'm not Catholic. Like, I feel like also there's, like, a divide that's being caused because some people are being judgy people based on their religion as conservatives. But it's, like, again, like, we're all shooting for the same thing.
I know, and it's really frustrating to me as a Catholic because I don't want, like, one person to be the reason why another person is so swayed away from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and unfortunately people like that are gonna do that.
They're gonna do that. Unfortunately, like, Macy sees that, like, one person does not reflect the entirety of the Catholic Church.
I'm not stupid, but still, it's like, okay, well, there, like, definitely are people.
A lot of people leave the Catholic Church because of one person. Because of people like that. Don't be that person. Yeah. Do not be that person.
So, but again, it's like with the election season coming up, like, it's, and just with the state our country's at right now, like, it's so important for us to just stop doing all that stuff. We need to, like, join together. And stop, you know, focusing on Yeah versus Turning Point and
Peace, Love, Joy.
America versus federal whatever. Like, oh my gosh. So, which is funny because, like, yeah, actually that's all I have to say. But yeah, so that was Yeah. I guess that was kind of our biggest lesson learned is don't be either of those kids. And that's something, like, I specifically am like, oh, like, I need to make sure I'm not, you know, doing anything like that. Anyways, so that was Friday and Saturday. Conference was great. Again, I absolutely loved it. But then Sunday was fun because we toured D.C. That was both of our first time in D.C.
It was so cool.
And at first I was like, oh my gosh, like, all these, like, Republicans are saying, like, it's like a hellhole. Like, it's, like, so bad. But I got there and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I had such a good time.
It's gorgeous. It's just, like, I don't get why it was, like, flooded in so many people when everybody, like, people say that they hate America, but why was, like, it flooding with people there? Like,
that's
why,
so true.
Why are there so many tourists that everybody thinks America is so bad?
That's so true. Yeah.
That's what I thought about when we got there. But, yeah, it was definitely
okay, gorgeous. Well, the tourism spots were good. As we reached, like, away from the tourism spots and towards, like, the more, like, definitely city, sketchy. Obviously it got bad. There was, like, homeless people. There was, like I thought I heard gunshots at one point. And, like, the day before we got there, someone just got stabbed. Like, right there. So, that's a little bit concerning. But, yeah, so it's actually really beautiful. And I'm excited because I'm actually going to be living there this fall because I'll be doing a semester abroad program. So, I'm super excited about that. But, yeah, so I definitely encourage everyone to go visit D.C. It's so patriotic. Like, all the museums and stuff. It's just so
fun. We got some great merch. Got some Trump
merch. Great merch. I got my first Trump hat. I'm obsessed with it. But also, something funny that happened was we were at the some museum of, like, American history or something, and they had, like, an entertainment section, and they had my childhood, like, TV show in the history museum, Yo Gabba Gabba. They had shows from, like, they had, like, stuff from, like, the 2000s in the history museum, and I'm like, are we already, like, am I old? Like, is this already?
I don't know. I hated that.
Relevant. But actually, one thing I do want to talk about, Sunday specifically, because we were just there for the day. But then we ended up leaving at, what time was our flight? Like 8:45 or something?
Yeah, 8:45-ish.
I watched an illegal get through the airport with no identification right in front of me. That was kind of crazy. You know, Democrats want to say, like, oh, our country's not being flooded. Well, I watched several go right through TSA and not show any identification. So that was, like, the first time I've seen that firsthand, and I was like, whoa, that's sketch.
That was just a little bit concerning. And these are the people who are apparently now allowed to vote in our elections.
Exactly.
Without, I mean, providing Biden's any importing, sort of identity.
Biden's, like, importing voters, and
so
it's scary.
That's a little bit concerning.
Yeah, so I know that there's an act trying to be passed right now, I think by Senator Mike Lee, my favorite senator, called like the Valid Act or something, requiring that everyone shows identification, which I don't know why that's even a question. Like, we, like, at something as, like, dire as TSA, mm-hmm. like a TSA checkpoint, like, we need to show identification. Like, we are on our way to the next 9/11 mm-hmm. if this continues.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, like, people everywhere are warning that, like, the next terrorist attack is coming soon. And I'm like, well, I believe it because I just watched several people get in with zero question.
So true.
That's very scary. Yeah, so that's my two cents.
I think that's all.
I'll say that was all.
We kind of just, like, dumped everything on there. But, yeah, moral of the story, the biggest thing I got out of that trip was stop being that judgy conservative.
Yeah, stop being judgy conservative. We need to join together. Stop being stupid. Go to D.C. It's a very beautiful place. But also, let's pass the Valid Act and require identification mm-hmm. at a government security center. Like, why do I have to say that?
No, like, I know.
Oh my gosh. This is what happens when Democrats are in charge.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
That's all we have for today.
So tune for
the next episode.
Actually, no, wait, this is our last one.
This is our last episode.
Last episode with Sally.
Cancel 38 in room 38. So sad. Yeah. This is going to be posted over the summer, though. But this is our last one. Okay, that's all.
Okay, that's all. Bye, guys.
Bye.